every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, MA, LA, SLA, SLAA, CRRR, MM, CMA, HA.
Or any of the Anons.
Yeah.
We don't speak for any of them, guys.
No. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark, the solution.
Kick-ass Shelley and Mark the Solution.
Amen.
Outstanding. Shelley, I can't wait to get into what she's going to do later because she's just chomping at the bit for the news.
Well, I always like the news.
However.
You know, I spend a lot of time gathering this news.
Yes. I know. I did it. While you were gone, it's not that easy. By the way.
What? Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help. Call Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it is too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
What do you have to say?
Well, I guess that was it.
So, just, here we go.
Yeah, there you go. It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. That was awesome.
Marvelous. Okay.
I watched the thing today on YouTube of Don Fontaine.
Yeah.
That was the guy that did the intro for every movie on the planet.
In a town.
You know. Little Tortilla Boy. No, that's Pablo Francisco. If you've never seen that, look up Little Tortilla Boy on YouTube. He does a great imitation of Don Fontaine.
Well, all right then. First of all, I would like to give shout-outs to several people. Sarah, Robert, and William for sending us in some boozy news.
Sweet. Thank you.
And to Franz Goodlitzville group.
Goodlitzville.
Back home in Tennessee. Her AA group and her friend Karen.
Sweet.
Shout out.
Shout out!
Okay.
Goodlitzville!
Doesn't have the same.
That doesn't work. No.
It doesn't make the same impact, sorry.
Okay. In New Haven, Connecticut, Stephen Hayes has been given 6 death sentences for his part in the horrific torture home invasion and murder of Jennifer Hawk Petit and her 2 daughters.
He's trying to get the sentence cut in half.
Ooh.
6 death sentences. He had 6 charges against him, various murder, mayhem, robbery, rape, that sort of thing. He got the death sentence for every single one.
You know what he deserves? He deserves for them to tie his hands above his head in the center of the courtyard and start shooting him in the feet and work their way up.
Yeah.
That's what this guy deserves.
I'm glad we're starting it out on a light note.
Well, no, it's not, but it was a fairly large story, and yeah. it just...
And see, now I feel completely out of it because
I... don't remember we reported this... couple months ago.
I thought this was another one.
He and an accomplice invaded that home, tortured and murdered the mother and her 2 daughters.
I'd like to be the accomplice awaiting trial.
Yeah, the guy you were with gets 6 life or 6 death sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not having a good time in prison.
No.
Well, they can only kill him once.
Well, I'm sure that's great solace to him.
Yeah.
I don't really care what he thinks.
He's feeling good about that now.
He deserves everything he gets.
Sweet. I think the husband should get to pull the switch.
Oh, yeah. In San Francisco, California, no more toys in Happy Meals. The city of San Francisco has banned toys in meals that do not meet basic nutritional standards.
Why?
Because 30% of the city's fifth graders are overweight.
Talk to the parents.
Well, they've done it. They've banned them. And their nutritional standards are... The meal has to be less than 600 calories. It has to have less than 640 milligrams of sodium, and less than 35% of the calories can come from fat.
Talk to the parents.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that's what they've done.
It's not McDonald's fault.
It's not just McDonald's. I mean, it's all of them. Burger King, Wendy's,
Taco Bell. Subway, you can get a treat. I saw it. They have a Subway, like a lunch thing that you can get for your kid.
Well, if the Subway meal is less than, meets those nutritional requirements, they can keep their toys.
Sweet. Insert Subway advertisement here.
I love Subway.
I do, too.
Okay, our first hero of the week. We'll have another hero next show. In Bend, Oregon.
Oh, that looked painful.
In Bend, Oregon. What's going on over there?
I got lip vibration that just, like, really did a weird thing.
He almost trumpeted his teeth down the street.
Yeah, it was something.
All right. In Bend, Oregon, Dave Dahl.
I've been there.
Who spent 15 years in jail on various drug and mayhem charges.
That sounds like Bend.
He's a recovering addict. When he got out, he said that he wanted to create something rather than destroy something. So he started a company called Dave's Killer Bread. And the bread is made with all organic materials and no preservatives. And the way he's giving back to, fellow sufferers and addicts is he has employed 50 ex-cons ex-cons for drug and alcohol charges, in his, factory.
Cool.
Yeah. And he's doing a really good thing. He just brings, when somebody else gets out, he brings them in, gives them a job, gives them a hand up. And I give kudos to Dave.
Dave's Killer Bread.
Yes, in Bend, Oregon.
Good job, Dave.
Yeah. Bend. I've been there.
Yes, you said.
It's a great vacation destination. Actually, you go skiing there.
Oh, okay.
Only takes you like 3 hours to get there from Salem.
Okay.
All right. Insert Bend advertisement here.
It's a Sun River. Sun River Resort. Is the place.
This message brought to you by the Bend Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, absolutely. Christ. We used to call it Bend Over, Oregon.
Yeah.
I won't say why.
And smile.
Okay. In Kettering, Ohio, police were called to a Flowerdale Avenue apartment where they found a 19-year-old man on the front lawn literally beating himself up over cheating on his girlfriend.
Fight Club.
Nice. By yourself.
Yes, he was by himself. He had a bloody nose, a split lip, and he was still beating himself about the head and shoulders. He was charged with public intoxication.
I wonder. I wonder why. I could die from the shock of that.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that he was that upset about cheating over his girlfriend. Most guys just kind of don't think it's that big of a deal.
He's drunk. He's crying in his beer.
He was suffering from battered mate syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, luckily he didn't claim she did it to him.
No.
I think that would be difficult because the cops were standing there watching him do it.
Yeah, but, drunks.
True.
That doesn't matter. I'm schizophrenic and so am I.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. They could all watch him do everything.
Okay, stupid study of the week.
Was there funding available for this?
There was funding available for this. $700,000.
That Mark and I did not get our hands on.
You missed out on this.
We're not doing this right.
Yeah, no, you're doing it wrong. University of New Hampshire researchers are studying cow burps and farts to measure greenhouse gas emissions. Now, what I want to know is...
Who cares?
Well, yeah. But also, once they measure the farts and the burps and they find out exactly how much emissions there are, what the heck are they going to do about it?
Gas X for cows.
There's not an albino in the world.
You know what? That's awesome.
You know what? They should change their diet. They should go to San Francisco.
Yeah, then they would be allowed to have no Happy Meal toys.
That's right, because their cows are fat.
You know what? It's probably something stupid, like they're trying to figure out how next it'll be, how do you capture all the methane to convert to energy? I know it sounds stupid, but I've heard things that say that there's so many cows in the world compared to the way it was, you know, several hundred years ago, that the quantity of cows could very likely be giving off more greenhouse gases than man. Go figure.
Who cares?
Well, you know, one way to
Al Gore cares.
One way to solve the problem would be to eat less beef.
Then I think that we should just take all the cows and put them on Al Gore's property by the beach.
Maybe we should eat more cows. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
More steak.
We can tie all the cows up to his gas-guzzling SUV.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, in Brevard County,
Florida!
A kindergarten teacher and her boyfriend are accused of operating a drug trafficking and counterfeiting operation.
That's beautiful.
They sent the SWAT team in.
Kindergarten teacher?
The kindergarten teacher.
Sweet.
They sent the SWAT team in and recovered, I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure it was 220 grams of cocaine.
That's a good couple hours out right there.
That's a party.
Yeah, and
that's a Friday night for Mark and I.
Several thousand dollars worth of counterfeit bills plus equipment to make bills with.
That's to buy more cocaine.
Yeah. You know what? What a great place to launder money. Drug dealers. I mean, really. Nobody's checking anything. They just count it up.
Yep.
What a way to pass, like, fake 20s, just like crack guys down at MacArthur Park.
Yeah.
That would work.
In Trenton, New Jersey. Now, we've reported on this woman before. And I didn't write down her name. Unbelievable.
Oh. It's going to be hard to remember who that is.
Okay, it was the woman who harassed the 7-year-old who's terminally ill on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Put up pictures of her superimposed over a grave and stuff.
Put her in the cell with that guy with the 6 life terms.
The
bitch.
Yes, her. Yeah. And then she tried to run over her neighbor.
Right.
Yes. Okay, now she's accused of spraying water mixed with dog dew all over another neighbor's lawn.
Why is this woman still out?
She's fertilizing.
I have no idea, but what I can't figure out is...
Awesome.
She's like the neighbor from hell.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for the... Everybody on that block should, like, band together and find a way to kick her out or something.
Well, I can't believe that she's not in jail for something.
She's out on bail.
Oh.
She was charged with attempted...
Well, she should be back in again. I mean, are you allowed to do that when you're out on bail?
Well, she was only charged with...
Spray water and dog dew? I don't think it's covered specifically.
It's probably not.
She was only charged with attempted assault for the running down her neighbor. Attempted running down her neighbor.
With a lethal weapon, I would think.
Well...
Car?
It didn't say. It just said attempted assault.
Deadly weapon.
Unless you're going in reverse.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just threw that
out. Like, all right. Sweet.
The FCC is investigating whether Google broke the law by inadvertently sucking up 600 gigabytes of sensitive personal data off of Wi-Fi networks while photographing streets for its Street View feature.
Whoa.
How did they suck sensitive data?
Well, they were unencrypted Wi-Fi networks.
Okay.
So when did their Street View feature, whatever equipment it is that they're using, or they're sending data back to somewhere.
Yeah, it's a camera.
Well, they're sending data somewhere and apparently using Wi-Fi, and they, quote, inadvertently scooped up 600 gigabytes worth of people's, you know, emails flying back and forth and passwords and all kinds of other crap.
I agree with Mark. You know what? When it's Wi-Fi, you have to be extremely careful because Wi-Fi is Wi-Fi. Everybody can be on it. It's really easy to get stuff off Wi-Fi. Yeah. That's why they tell you never do banking off Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Innocent.
All right.
Well, I'm not exactly sure how sending data would somehow suck other information with it, but okay.
Well, we'll leave it to the FCC to investigate.
They're going to end up finding nothing.
In Forks, Washington, home of Twilight.
Ooh, boy. I'm on what's her name's team?
Alice?
No, the other
the
one.
Hot, well, Esme. You're on Esme's team.
I'm on Esme's team. I don't know who Esme is, but I understand
she's the hot one.
The hot MILF.
Yeah, she is. About a dozen students were suspended for wearing Sex Pistols t-shirts to school when they protested not being allowed to wear Sex Pistols t-shirts at school.
Are they heroes? They should be heroes.
No. My particular take on this is how far we've come from the 60s when people were protesting nukes and racism.
Yeah, now we're protesting we can't wear Sex Pistols shirts.
No nukes, no nukes, no nukes.
And now we're protesting Sex Pistols t-shirts.
What I think is extremely funny, none of those kids probably even really know much about who Sex Pistols are.
They just think it's a cool name for a t-shirt.
Yeah, because it has the word sex in it.
Wow.
When we were kids, the hot t-shirt was Dr. Zog's Sex Wax. Then you put it on surfboards.
Her shirt says sex.
See, you know what? That was a big shirt for us because we used to use that.
Oh, well,
Dr.
none of my
Zog.
Friends were surfers. They just wanted the t-shirt.
Well, but see, that's what made it the wax that everyone used, too, is because it had the word sex in it.
Yeah.
See, what I remember was Ocean Pacific shirts that had graphics of guys on surfboards on them. And
we
Hang
had those
10.
Too. We had those, too.
Hang 10 shirts. Am I dating myself?
I did
myself?
Not like the Hang 10 shorts because they always went up your butt.
I like the Hang 10 corduroy shorts.
Okay.
See, those were the ones that went up your
butt.
Do you
know what? When I used to do a lot of cocaine, I had corduroy pants. I had a pair of corduroy pants that I had scraped the razor blade on so many times there was corduroy on the top. There was like a big swath of it missing on my thigh.
Yep. About that wide.
Yeah, you could always tell guys
the width
that did
of a razor
lot of coke because they'd be like, and they'd go like this, and you'd look at their corduroys and there would be a stripe of missing corduroy. That's how you could tell where all the dealers were.
All right.
No one's going to be able to use that now because no one wears corduroy anymore.
Yeah. The FDA wants to change the warning labels on cigarettes to include graphic images and messages. My question is, will it work?
Get out of our lives.
Yeah.
Proclamation from the solution.
Get out
of our lives.
Absolutely.
We know cigarettes are bad for you and dangerous. We don't need Sid and Marty Krofft to draw us diagrams of it. Yeah.
Oh, and you should have seen some of these pictures. Oh,
I Amityville Horror.
Get out! It's like go find something else to do with our time and money.
Well, there is that.
That we don't have any of.
I don't know. Some of those pictures are really gross, too. I looked at them.
Yeah.
There was a picture of a guy with a hole in his throat and the smoke coming out of the hole.
You know what's really awesome? People are going to collect them.
Yeah.
Try to get them all. You know what? I'll tell you what. If I have a tobacco shop, I'm giving a free pack of cigarettes to the first person to bring in all the different pictures.
That's awesome. What a great idea.
Why not?
Dude, we should sell that idea. You should go copyright that idea right now.
Yeah.
Poor man's copyright. Write it down on a piece of paper, stick it in an envelope, write your name across the back of the seal,
nail it
to yourself.
Yeah.
In Norco. No. We can't do Norco now. We have to do Norco next time because this is the end of the boozy news.
Awesome.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
We do have a topic.
I know where it came from.
It did.
It came from... It came from the Tuesday night meeting.
This topic came from Marty and Jody together.
Both of them?
Both of them came up. Took two minds to come up with one topic.
Sweet. Two different at two different times?
No, they actually discussed it and then came to me.
Sweet.
And said they had a problem and they needed a solution.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, they came to you for the solution.
Of course.
Clearly.
So we're supposed to come up with a solution?
Yep. Mark comes
you're
up
the
with
solution.
The solution.
But
so this show is just all about you because you're the solution.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
goes,
okay
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, what makes you think it wouldn't be?
Okay, no. Bruce, you and I okay. now need to shut up. We're doing this. We need to do this.
No. No, we...
that no, translates was, really well.
They wanted an answer from the show.
Oh, okay.
They said, define newcomer.
Ooh. Oh.
Like our personal definition or the program definition?
What do we consider a newcomer to be? Somebody who walks in for the first time? Somebody with 60 days? Somebody with 6 months?
What I think, for me, personally, I think a newcomer is first time, less than 30 days. First time, less than 30 days. Because you know what? Guys that come back in that have been around before, I don't care if they have less than 30 days. I mean, they're not exactly a newcomer. Like, you get a guy that's been going to meetings for 4 years and just not getting it. They're not really a newcomer that last time they come around with less than 30 days, in my opinion. They might be new to the program, but they're not a newcomer. Mm-hmm. They're an old comer that just happens to be new again.
Mm-hmm. We have a friend who last week got 30 days. Still a newcomer?
I can't remember which one it was. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, you mean is he still a newcomer
right now?
Is he
still a newcomer?
Now?
Yeah.
I think if it's your first, you know what, I would have to extend that, because if it's your first time mm-hmm. and you've never been in program before, I'd give you newcomer status up to about 90 days. You know, maybe.
So it's
maybe.
Not just first time in, first
well,
month.
First time in, first 90 days. Okay. Of course, this could change by the end of the conversation. It could be first time in, first year.
Could be.
I mean, Shelly's almost got her foot in the door.
Could be first time in until you work the 12 steps.
Could be. I don't really look at, like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'd have a hard time calling someone a newcomer that's, like, done mm-hmm. with their inventory.
You and I have a meeting we went out to Glendale to one time, a Monday night meeting. If you took somebody with 6 months to that meeting, would they be a newcomer?
At that
By
meeting?
A bunch.
At that meeting, yes.
Yeah, the new guy had 14 years.
Yeah, our friend Lee was rather a newcomer at that meeting. He had some time.
Shelly.
I have interesting news on that later.
Define newcomer.
Well, I think that a newcomer is anyone who does not have or who has lost their spiritual connection with their higher power.
Someone irregardless of time?
Irregardless of time. Someone who either is new to the program, brand new, and doesn't have mm-hmm. a spiritual connection yet, or someone who has gone out, therefore they've lost their spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. And then is coming back in. And I don't agree with the whole how many, whether or not you've worked all the steps and then you're not a newcomer after you worked all the steps. Because I know people that took, I know a gal that, actually I want to be her when I grow up, very serene, got it together kind of gal. But she took 4 years to go through all 12 steps. And she did that on purpose. She wanted to do it slowly and she wanted to do it, what she called it, doing it right the first time. And that was just how she approached it. And she and her sponsor took her through it. And they worked really hard. But I wouldn't have called her a newcomer for that whole 4 years just because she hadn't finished the steps. Well, I think it's when you don't have or you've lost your spiritual connection that you become a newcomer again because you got to start all over.
Well, let me ask you this, along with that same theory, because we know a guy and he passed away a year and a half ago, Big Book Mac. Now, yeah. Big Book Mac had 20 years at one point and he went out.
Right.
And he came back. Now, the guy had 20 years at one point.
Right.
He comes back. It's hard for me to characterize him as a newcomer because Impact House told me once, I said, you know what? I can't get it. I don't have any program. I went in and out and in and out. I said, I've got no program. And the guy looked at me and he goes, your problem is not having program. That's not your problem. He goes, you got tons of program. He goes, your problem is you don't use the program at the moment you need to. At that moment the decision comes whether you're going to do it or not, you do it. He goes, you don't have lack of program. He goes, you got tons of program. You just don't use the simple kit of spiritual tools. So, I mean, you think Big Book Mac with 20 years, would you have called him a newcomer when he came in?
Yeah, because he wouldn't have gone out if he hadn't lost a spiritual connection. Okay. And in that case, he needs to start over. And if you're starting over, you're a newcomer.
And he has to work the first step. He has to work the first step right this time.
Right. And there's obviously something he left off in his fourth. You know, he might not have, you know.
Just the first.
Yeah, I think he left out something in the first.
Yeah.
True.
How about you, Mark?
I came, we did a show a while back ago. This was a few months ago. And I watched a guy take a cake for 4 years who had never worked a step.
How long did he
last
after that?
Is he a newcomer?
I think he became a
newcomer.
Even
one step?
The next meeting I saw him at, he took a newcomer chip. But was he a newcomer 2 weeks earlier when he took the four-year cake? As opposed to taking the newcomer chip 2 weeks later?
Oh. And he never worked even
never
even
worked
step
a
one.
Step.
Well, he had to have worked the first part of step one in order to stay sober for 4 years, even if he didn't do the second part.
He had never worked a step. Admitted he'd never worked a step.
Huh. That's a stumper.
Hmm.
So is there a correlation between not being a newcomer and working the steps?
I don't know for me, because I know a guy that goes to the 502 who has got a lot of time. Well, I mean, he's got over a decade.
Uh-huh.
I've never asked him if he works the steps, but I can pretty much guarantee you that he's never worked any steps. I know he doesn't have a sponsor. He doesn't work any steps. But he goes to meetings all the time, and he's got 10 years. So the thing is, you know, God, he's been going to meetings for 10 years. It's hard to say he's new. You know, I mean, he's not really a newcomer. I'm not sure if being a newcomer and working steps, one necessarily negates the other. Because, God, would you call a guy with 25 years an old timer? Because he could get 25 years and never have worked a step, but he'd still have 25 years sober.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have 25 years dry.
Well, yeah. Kindling. Don't light that cigar near him, Mark. He's going to torch like a Roman candle.
Yeah. I don't know. That one's got me stumped.
What did they say? Did they have an idea?
How about somebody who doesn't know their sobriety date?
Okay. That right there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I like to call feigning sobriety. I'm sorry, but if you don't know your sobriety date, you probably don't have one.
I think if you don't know your sobriety date, you will next time.
Yeah. I actually know someone like that recently who said they were trying to tell me how much time they had, and they weren't exactly sure, but supposedly they had several years. And I'm like, oh, well, how much time do you have? And it said, well, I don't know exactly. And I was thinking, how do you not know? I don't know anyone. I mean, we've got Peanut Gallery here. We've got people here. We've got host here. If I asked anyone what their sobriety date was, everyone would know.
Oh, yeah, I remember my last drink.
But people that don't know make me wonder why they don't know.
Yeah. They'll know next time.
Yeah. Because they're newcomers. Or maybe they're not even in yet. I don't know, because I can't understand someone that wouldn't know when they got sober. Because I don't know about you guys. It was kind of a big event for me. Giving up my love life of many years was kind of a big thing. Now, there was a time that I did not remember my sobriety date. But, you know, I had gone in and out so many times. And my sponsor at the time said, well, when do you think it was? I said it was somewhere near the beginning of April. And he picked one for me. He said, April Fool's Day. What could be more perfect for you than April Fool's Day?
But that's okay. You found out the next time what your sobriety date was.
Yeah. I did. And it was probably, you know, April 11th. Yeah.
By the way, the guys who brought the topic up had no idea, because I heard one of you guys asked me what did they say.
Uh-huh.
They had no idea. They were like, "We've been talking about this. We have no clue."
Oh, so they didn't tender an opinion.
No, they left it to the experts.
I think.
Wow. Welcome to the experts.
They said, "Ask Bruce."
No, please.
I think that I would call him a newcomer just because if you went that long without working any steps and then you went out, you never had a spiritual connection to begin with.
So then anytime you go out and come back in, you're a newcomer again.
Yeah, I think so.
See, well, you,
I
mean, see,
the program would say you're a newcomer. That's why I said it depends how you look at it, because the program says you're a newcomer because you're going to take a newcomer chip again until you get 30 days.
That's why we run out of newcomer chips all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why I said also it depends on what you're looking at, because if it's program-wise, you know, if you look at the thing of, you know, don't get into relationships in your first year because newcomers shouldn't be in relationships, then there's clearly people in the program that would say in under a year you're a newcomer. Then there'd be old-timers that used to tell me it's 5 years before you get your foot in the door. So they look, you know, when guys have 30, 40 years, they look at guys with 5 years and go, dude, you're fresh. You know, 5 years is fresh.
Yep.
Shelly doesn't like that one.
There's a lot of newcomer-esque instincts of people with 1 or 2 years of sobriety.
And at the same time, as we know, one of the best speakers we ever heard was a guy with like 9 months who just lit it up.
Yeah, and then he went out a month later.
Yeah, but is he one of the greatest speakers you ever heard?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was amazing.
So even though he...
Full of crap, but he was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he talked the talk. He just couldn't walk the walk.
Yeah, well, it was great. Oh. It was a great
pick. It sure was entertaining, though.
Oh, my God. He couldn't stay in his seat. I'm like, you want some more meth?
Yeah. Can we get you a cup of decaf?
So, Shelly, what are your final thoughts on the subject?
You drink, you're a newcomer.
There you go. Mark?
I might be more newcomer now than I was, because I knew a lot more about this program at 2 years than I know now.
Ain't that the truth?
No. So.
You know?
Yeah.
I might have to agree with that. Because you know what? Just like that guy that spoke really well, I love speakers that have like a year or 2 years. They light shit up. Yeah. I love it.
4 to 7? Is like bonus time.
Yeah.
Love awesome. Listening to about 4 to 7 years of sobriety. Just, they're fired up.
Well, people that get past 7. Yeah. That's the one. That's the 7-year itch.
Yep.
Shelly.
Well, somebody better light a fire under me then. I got 4 years and I'm not on fire.
Okay.
How do you know?
Everybody loves you.
I don't know. The last time I spoke.
When's the last time you spoke at a meeting?
The last time I spoke at a meeting, it sucked.
Who said?
When?
Well, the reason why I stopped speaking early was because there was somebody down that I kept looking at who was falling asleep, and I figured if I was putting people to sleep, it was time to shut up.
Who was it?
I'm not telling.
We'll go beat them up.
Yeah, we'll go take them out.
I'm not telling.
Are they in this room?
Was it a she?
I'm not telling. It's a big secret.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. You weren't there.
Was
See?
It me?
Then I knew it wasn't me. Ooh.
Might have been me.
Ooh.
It wasn't me.
I'm not sure whether you were falling asleep, but you might have been.
I just wanted to see if her opinion was I was falling asleep. It was Eddie from the Peanut Gallery. He was snoozing.
No, he was texting.
he was texting. Nice. So, Shelly.
Yes.
Do we have any friends online?
We do at intherooms.com, an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile, make some friends in the A of your choice. Or make some friends in other A's if you choose.
For some reason, that doesn't sound right.
Other A's.
Yeah.
No. At any rate.
I'm biannual.
You can go to...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. This is where she's like, oh, brother.
Lord, please give me strength so I can use it to beat them to death with.
Nice.
Now, where was I? Oh, go please to Friends of Recovery 101 on intherooms.com, and you can listen to our embedded player. While you
are inbred player?
Oh, is that what that look
he
was
had
for?
To go.
That's our embedded player while you surf the site. And it's all free.
Sweet. Mark, do we have any friends back east?
Bruce.
The other white meat.
12stepgazette.com. You can go up on 12stepgazette.com and you can read his fine publication. You can get it emailed to you. Or if you wish, you can contact him and he will send you the prescription.
I think that in the next one coming out, which will probably be out by the time this show is up,
yeah,
we've got a third of a page of something up there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is, But he sent me a thing.
I don't know why they did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know what or why.
Who knows? Maybe they're getting, you know, people subscribing. Who the hell knows? We've got email addresses at recovery101radio at Gmail, recovery101radio at Hotmail, and recovery_101 at Hotmail. Mark, videos?
YouTube.com/easylook and YouTube.com/recovery101rule62.
Shelley.
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
By our recovery band of the month, They Taste Clean.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Now open up.
Breaks, I wanna